With less than 2 weeks left to the regular session, legislators are focusing their attention on the budget and with getting to a vote on major bills like oil tax reform. Governor Sean Parnell sat down with APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez to talk about what he would like to see in these final days. He says he's not concerned that oil companies have testified the latest tax reform bill doesn't go far enough.
I'm not in this for the oil companies, I'm in this for Alaskans, and our independent experts tell us that this bill now moves the needle on production, increases investment opportunities for companies, and in doing so creates more job opportunities and more revenue for Alaskans.
And I've heard from sources that you have a scenario showing the consequences of not changing the oil tax structure and that it paints a pretty grim picture for the state treasury. What does that look like, and why aren't you using that to make your case to the legislature for SB 21?
Part of the reason is because anything beyond 5 years gets more and more speculative because we don't know what the price of oil is gonna be. But I don't have, you know, a plan in the back room or something that shows the state crashing. But we know from looking at the 10-year fiscal plan that we submit every year to the legislature that we begin draining reserves, and we've begun draining reserves this year. So you can't just keep spending more than you're taking in and say life is going to be peachy. That's head in the sand thinking, and that's we're taking the totally different approach, which is here's the 5-year fiscal plan, here's what we can do together to create opportunity for Alaskans.
On the subject of that 5-year fiscal plan, I spoke with your budget director, Karen Rayfield, last week. The idea basically is to keep the budget at $6.8 billion for the next 5 years. Is that still what you all are considering?
It's actually to ratchet it back a little bit from $6.8 billion a year by about $25 million increments. And I don't have that in front of me here, but effectively it would keep it in that $6.7 to $6.8 billion range. The other key component, though, is to limit draws on reserves on our savings accounts to $700 million or less per year. So, you know, those are key elements of maintaining fiscal restraint and managing our way to new production.
This week, a bill advancing an in-state gas line project passed the House. Between that, the Fairbanks gas trucking plan, the Susitna Dam project, and the obligation to AGEA, we have a number of energy projects that have us on the hook for over $1 billion. Given the proposed spending cap we're talking about, how do you keep on advancing those projects? I mean, these are expensive projects, and we also have a large operating budget and capital projects that are important to legislators.
So the 5-year fiscal plan that I put forward had a caveat to it, and the caveat was that we can exceed the spending limit for a statewide legacy project, one that benefits all of Alaska. A gas line certainly fits into that. The key is that we not fritter away the state's savings on little spending projects around the state year after year and keep increasing that. The key is that we manage our way through the 5 years coming forward and then have some left over that we can make big investments with. Additionally, when you speak to, for instance, the cost of some of these projects, if you look at the Fairbanks Interior LNG project, the trucking project, we're talking $50 million of general fund spending. The hundreds of millions of dollars are in the form of loans that would be paid back by the users of that gas. So it's, you know, we're not just talking about straight cash for every project. We're working to think through these and make a smart project, you know, for all Alaskans.
Governor Sean Parnell speaking with APRN's Juneau reporter, Alexandra Gutierrez.